But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I am the greatest.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Say hello to my little friend.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Welcome to Mental Distortion.
Welcome back to Mental Distortion, episode 12. You don't have to see the entire staircase. Just take the first step. Some beautiful words from a courageous man, Dr. Martin Luther King. Let's do an exercise together. When you get home, walk to your bathroom, open your cabinet, and grab a couple of Q-tips. Before we get too far, if you are one of those fuck families that use generic Q-tips, just know your ears deserve better. For once in your life, be honest with yourself and admit saving the 43 cents isn't worth scraping the inside of your ear with a miniature model of Kunta Kinte spear. For this project, splurge for that pillowy cotton goodness that we all know and trust. Now take that Q-tip, insert it in your ear, and clean. Scrub. Chisel away that wax. Make sure those once slick caverns are now wide open, ready to import and receive these fine words. You don't have to see the entire staircase. Just take the first step. Today's episode, it's all about procrastination. We are all guilty of it. If you say you are not, I call bullshit. You may be a highly organized individual. Meetings are had, deadlines are met. I imagine if we did some digging with our mental distortion magic shovel, we could uncover some golden nuggets. Beautiful nuggets completely saturated with the nectar of procrastination. Look, I love finer dining. I could order a bottle of Brunello, some bruschetta, and swim in olive oil and vinegar to my heart's content. Not even those mouth-watering flavors can compare with the addictive mouth-tingling sensation that drips so freely with every satisfying bite of procrastination. All of us have attempted to prioritize our lives, more so out of necessity for survival than oneself. Don't you think it's a good time for a diet? We've all noticed that belt around your waist running out of open holes. How many years have you been sitting back submerged in gluttony, like an emperor, as your family and friends take turns feeding your growing belly with reasons to reach for another dripping, taste bud popping fruit? Schedule a day, one day within the next month. That's the challenge. That's a 30-day window, 30 days to complete this challenge. Plenty of time for parents, wives, mothers, daughters, full-time employees, whatever your situation is, the parameters are clear. You have a 30-day window to schedule one day to be a narcissist. Not just any narcissist, use this day to be the Hitler of narcissism. Let nothing stand in your way. Once your day is scheduled, make an oath that you will keep the date. Whatever it takes, grab a rusty blade, slice open your palm, just large enough to make it bleed. Gather up all your soul spit and release that spit into your freshly bleeding palm. Now take that palm and slap the mirror, whatever mirror you use every single morning and every single night. That handprint will remind you of your upcoming task. When that day arrives, what are you going to do with your free time? No dogs, no kids, no phones. A complete day for yourself to handle whatever it is you have been putting off. If it is a process that cannot be handled in one day, use this day to take the first step in the correct direction. Like the quote said, you don't have to see the entire staircase, just take the first step. Once you have the first step, do not let yourself over-procrastinate on taking the second step and so on. Obviously, we have priorities and responsibilities to maintain. Every 30 days probably isn't a feasible game plan for most people to schedule complete days off. I imagine if you pressed yourself, you could pull this maneuver off once a quarter, if you were to be honest with yourself. If a good friend gets hitched in another state, somehow you manage to make time for that trip. Heck, your second step will probably be more successful than their marriage. 40 to 50% of marriages these days are failing. That number climbs even higher if someone involved in that union is remarrying. Maybe I just scheduled your first day for you. I imagine many people out there are living with a partner just passing time, hiding infidelities, exchanging horrible attempts at genuine pleasantries. For most of you out there, let's hope this isn't the case. Maybe you have been carrying one around for years that is simple. Learning to paint, skydiving, riding in a Ferrari, scuba diving, the possibilities are endless. However, the times we are allowed to share on this planet are not. When do you think it happened? Can you close your eyes and recall the exact date that you were no longer living for yourself? Picture two kids sitting on a rug in the middle of a well-lit room. Happy kids, well-fed and on their way to being the next president. Maybe one is the future CEO of the brand new Amazon. Now reach for that bag that I've placed in front of you. Open that bag and pull out its contents, a shiny, brand new Jack-in-the-Box, a childhood favorite from back in the day. If you place this item on the floor, madness would ensue. The kids would turn into Spartan warriors over the rights to this spring-loaded goodness. At this age, their minds are perfectly tuned for one thing. That one thing is being selfish. They scream, cry, sleep, or poop whenever they want to. Your thoughts, emotions, or sleep simply do not matter. Their DNA is loaded with information telling them to improve their quality of life at any cost. My question to you is, do you remember when that pendulum made its first high-speed turn in the other direction? When did being selfish morph into being selfless? Too many of us today are being 110% selfless. Take the first step. You don't have to see the entire staircase. Just follow Mr. King and take the first step. That's all I have for today. Love your friends and enjoy your world while you have it. Soon enough, we will all be pushing up daisies for the next preoccupied procrastinator to step on. Mental distortion.
Feeling the chills crawling up my spine, I need some more top.
What's the destination if you can't enjoy the journey? What's the destination if you can't smile on the gurney? What's the destination if you can't break bread? What's the destination if you can't enjoy some good head? What's the destination if you can't cut it loose? What's the destination walking with a short-lived fuse? What's the destination if you can't remember your last smile? What's the destination if you always stand in single file? What's the destination? What's the journey? I know you heard me. Destination before the journey, motherfucking absurd to me. Really? Did you?